From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 100 children are dead following a Taliban attack in Pakistan. The U.S. Secretary of State discusses the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Dave DeForest, reporting from Washington. The deadly siege by Taliban militants at a school in Pakistan has ended, leaving at least 141 people dead, most of them children. Islamist militants wearing military uniforms and strapped with explosives attacked the school in Peshawar. An army spokesman said security forces killed six of the attackers. The Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for the massacre. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says his government will not be deterred by the attack. He vows to continue military operations against the militants. The head of Congo's ex-rebel M23 group says an unknown number of fighters have escaped from a military camp in Uganda just before they were to be repatriated. Civilian head of M23, Bertrand Bisimawa, told reporters today the fighters fled as trucks arrived at the Bihanga military camp to take them to an airbase where they were to be airlifted to the DRC. He said some of the fighters were shot and wounded during their escape. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says nothing should be allowed to get in the way of Israel's upcoming elections as Palestinians prepare to introduce a draft U.N. Security Council resolution that would set a deadline for Israel's withdrawal from Palestinian territories. In comments to reporters ahead of a meeting with Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat, Kerry said it's imperative to lower tensions in the region. This is VOA News. Mr. Kerry, meanwhile, says Russia has made constructive moves on the Ukrainian crisis and that those could open a path to resolving the conflict. Al Pessin takes a look.
Kerry says improvements in the eastern Ukraine ceasefire, progress on negotiating a line of control, and what he called the withdrawal of certain people are signs of constructive choices that could be helpful. He says the moves could help lead to a process to de-escalate the situation in which Russia is supporting separatist fighters. Kerry in part credited the economic sanctions the United States, the European Union, and other countries have imposed on Russia for leading to the apparent change in President Vladimir Putin's policies. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
The value of the Russian ruble dropped to new lows today, even after the central bank imposed its biggest interest rate increase in 16 years in an attempt to prop up the currency. At one point, the currency plunged to 80 rubles to the dollar and 100 to the euro, before regaining some lost ground in late-day trading on the Moscow exchange. 10 former high-ranking Bosnian Serb officials were arrested today on suspicion of killing dozens of Muslim civilians at the start of the 1992-95 Bosnian War. Police in Bosnia today arrested the former military and police officials during raids at several locations in the northeastern part of the country. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott is describing the hostage taking at a Sydney cafe as the sick fantasy of a disturbed individual. Prime Minister Abbott today joined Australians in mourning the victims of the siege, which ended when police conducted a raid to free the hostages. Two hostages and the gunman were killed in the shootout. Two car bombs exploded today south of the Yemeni capital, hitting a school bus that was traveling near a Shiite rebel gathering and killing 25 people, including at least 15 students. Sources say the attack in the Rada area of the central province of Albaida targeted the home of a leader of the Shiite rebels known as the Houthis. Authorities in Sierra Leone plan to conduct house-to-house searches around the capital Freetown to look for hidden Ebola patients. Freetown has become a center of the West African Ebola outbreak, reporting more than 130 new cases in the first week of December. Jeb Bush, the son of one U.S. president and the brother of another, says he has decided to actively explore whether to run for president himself in 2016. Jeb Bush is a former governor of the U.S. state of Florida. That state is usually a key political battleground every 4 years in U.S. presidential elections. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.